This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick, one of the best-known journalists in the country. Ted Koppel is leaving his show Nightline and ABC News. In an email to ABC staff today, ABC News President David Westin said Ted Koppel, quote, believes this is the right time for him to leave. Nightline began during the Iranian hostage crisis 25 years ago. Ted Koppel's been with ABC for more than 40 years. NPR media reporter David Folkenflik talked with Day to Day's Madeline Brand.
David Folkenflik, why is Ted Koppel resigning?
Well, he's a proud guy, and he's reason to be proud. You know, the future of Nightline has been somewhat in doubt. 3 years ago, ABC flirted with the idea of ditching it in favor of David Letterman, who's over on CBS and The Late Show and making a lot more money. ABC has wanted him to do five nights a week. He's only doing three nights a week, and he hasn't decided to sort of participate in the tinkering and engineering with what a new revamped Nightline might look like.
And in his email to ABC News staff, President David Westin said that by making this announcement well in advance, they'll have the time to seg to the next chapter in the illustrious history of Nightline. So what does that indicate to you in terms of the program's future?
Well, could be the next chapter, could be the last chapter. You know, ABC News right now is trying to pitch the network on the idea that Nightline should be continued, but perhaps with a newer format, a little hipper, perhaps a little younger, appealing more to the coveted 25 to 54 demographic that advertisers are so interested in. You know, it's not a sure bet at all that the network will do that. Disney's corporation, the parent company to ABC, will have a new CEO, Bob Iger. It's not clear what he'll decide, whether he'll want his legacy to be to dispatch with Nightline or not. But, you know, there are differing proposals, all of them very rough within both the news division and the entertainment division, and for that matter, the sports divisions of ABC. So it's not a foregone conclusion at all that you'll see Nightline after December of this year.
Well, how had Nightline done against its competitors in that time slot?
It hadn't done wonderfully. The NBC Tonight Show with Jay Leno as the ratings king at that time, but CBS had made significant inroads in the last, call it 13 years, with David Letterman's show. It's been a way that the network has been able to build ratings, been able to get younger viewers. In a sense, ABC has been counter-programming by having a more serious and news-oriented show instead of these two very similar comedic and entertainment shows, but its ratings have lagged behind both of those other programs.
Given that the ratings have lagged behind the other programs, what do you think will be the legacy, not only of Ted Koppel, but of the program, Nightline?
Well, let's take first Koppel. I mean, he's been not only an important personality, but a defining presence on ABC News. He's a guy that you could always turn to on network TV and trust him to cut through the blather of whatever the spin was of the day, of the week, of the year. He really had an acute ability to define important issues. And Nightline absorbed that personality from him and from the core of incredibly dedicated and committed news professionals around him. It's one of the few places you could really find and trust on network TV to allow an issue to breathe, to allow it to be presented in context. And Nightline has allowed for long-form, serious discussion of very important issues. You know, if it disappears, it will be remembered that way. It will be considered sort of a link to a past in which corporate broadcasting did important public service. It may be sort of a name brand that continues with a very different program in the years ahead, should it continue at all.
NPR's David Folkenflik. Thanks a lot, David.
Very good. Take care.
That interview by Madeline Brandt.